We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
An unfortunately long list of people shot to death in Chicago streets over the 4th of July weekend. More than 75 people shot, more than a dozen killed, including two children. Latest this morning from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Nathan Wallace lost his 7-year-old daughter Natalia Saturday evening. There was a holiday get-together in the 100 block of North Latrobe on the west side, and the young girl was playing on the sidewalk. Police say the festive atmosphere was shattered when three men got out of a white car and fired off more than 20 bullets. The girl was hit in her forehead.
Feel the pain that I feel now. For me to have three other kids I got to take care of by myself.
Single father.
With not having my youngest daughter around, it hurts me.
14-year-old Vernado Jones was killed late Saturday night in the Inglewood community on the south side. Police say four males walked up to a gathering on 61st and Carpenter and began shooting. Three others were also killed. Natalia Wallace and Vernado Jones were among about a dozen minors who were shot this past weekend. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago's travel advisory for those visiting coronavirus hotspots took effect this morning.
The advisory covers visitors to Chicago as well as residents who've spent more than 24 hours for non-essential travel in 15 states that have seen recent surges in COVID cases. Chicago Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwoody said last week they're not banning Chicagoans from traveling, just telling them to quarantine upon return from a hotspot.
We have come too far in Chicago at this point, not to do the things that are open to us that help prevent the spread of COVID.
The city says it will update the list of affected states every Tuesday starting next week. Violators face fines of up to $7,000, though it's not clear how the city will enforce the order. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Chicago City Council today holds a hearing on a proposal to ban all flavored tobacco products. And Illinois retailers are making sure their voices are being heard.
The proposed ordinance, sponsored by Alderman Matt O'Shea, would ban flavored tobacco products, including electronic cigarettes. O'Shea says many of those flavors are marketed towards children who are already prohibited from having such products. Tanya Trish Dalwood, vice president of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, says stores in border wards like O'Shea's will suffer.
Of course, the small business loses that revenue, but where does that revenue go? It goes right across the border to suburban businesses.
She suggests what she calls a more surgical approach.
I'm suggesting in part that we should consider a ban on certain flavors, right? Cotton candy, fruity pebbles, all of those things that are obviously marketed to children. They're not marketed to adults.
O'Shea had more than 20 council co-sponsors at our last count. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Western Suburbs asking residents about their encounters with the deer population.
Deer are a common sight in River Forest. They are often seen crossing streets from Cook County Forest Preserves, and they're often seen chewing on people's front lawns, and sometimes they're hit by cars. Now River Forest has sent a survey to residents asking people questions, such as how often they see deer, what type of damage they may have done to their property, and if they have seen deer getting hit by vehicles. There are thousands of crashes involving deer every year, and less than 10% of them cause injury to people, and some of those are fatal. Dave Marcette, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Two Chicago police officers suffered non-life-threatening injuries when their squad car crashed into a park gate as they were exiting Steelworkers Park on East 87th Street just after midnight. Police say the gate was open when the officers entered the park, and they didn't see that someone had closed it while they were in the park. A message of Black Lives Matter painted by the Evanston Township High School boys basketball team has been defaced with paint. Head coach Mike Ellis tells CBS2.
I can tell you right now, I've heard nothing but anger and resentment from our community for whoever is living in our city with those types of behaviors and how they feel about Black Lives Matter.
The team painted the message on Dodge Street outside the school Friday. Neighbors say they heard a commotion in the area early Saturday.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.